I got to interrupt David Allen Coe. We got to get prepared right now for the second game. This is the boys' game. And here's some of the sponsors that are bringing the game to us, and we want to thank them immensely. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, Hawkins Harrison Insurance. They are sponsoring the game, along with Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone, Mayberry Farms, the Schuyler County R1 Schools, and the Schuyler County R1 Booster Club. We also want to thank the Slayton Polaris ATVs and Tri-County Electric. And let's take you to the basketball court with Donnie Middleton. Donnie, take it away.
Hey, thank you very much, Mark, and welcome back, everybody, to Schuyler County R1 High School. It's the boys' turn. Let's take a look at this. North Kelly comes in with a record of 5-6. Schuyler County with a record of 8-3. Take a look at the starting lineup. First four, North Shelby. It'll be Clay Cook, a senior. J.D. Rich, a senior. Brendan McDaniel, a senior. Dade Daniel, a sophomore. And Casey Shockley, a senior. So Clay Cook, J.D. Rich, Brendan McDaniel, Dade Daniel, and Casey Shockley. Again, the Raiders are 5-6 and coached by Cody Stoneburner. For Schuyler County, it'll be Cooper Amon, a senior. Ryan Ferris, a senior. Cale Windy, a junior. Connor Smith, a junior. Elliot Sevitt, a sophomore. So Cooper Amon, Ryan Ferris, Cale Windy, Connor Smith, and Elliot Sevitt. The Rams, 8-3, and coached by Chris Pruitt. So, North Shelby, being introduced, in case you just joined us, it was a dandy girls game as Schuyler County defeated North Shelby 64-45. It was 27-26 Schuyler at halftime. Schuyler outscored North Shelby 37-19 in the second half to win it by 19, 64-45. Schuyler girls 11-1, while North Shelby girls 11-2. As North Shelby boys have been introduced, Schuyler County, here comes Elliot Sevitt. Also, Cale Windy should be the next one. Nope, it'll be Connor Smith. So Connor Smith being introduced. As Cale Windy, now Cale Windy will come out. Also, Ryan Ferris should be about the next one. He will be. So, and then it'll be Cooper Amon. So, Cooper Amon in Schuyler County has been introduced. And the crowd, a lot of times the crowd kind of starts to disperse a little bit after girls' game, but Schuyler County boys had a pretty good season, and they have stuck around. North Shelby fans have stuck around. So it's going to be Brendan McDaniel of the upsetter against Connor Smith. As the officials break up their huddle at the scores table. Student section for Schuyler County going wild like always. So now the official waits for everybody to be set. Throws the ball up, and tip is controlled by J.D. Rich. So North Shelby with the basketball as Rich will bring it across the timeline. Rich, between the two circles, gets down to the corner to Shockley. Shockley gets it inside. Shot's put up by Dave Daniel. It's blocked and call it jump ball, so Schuyler County will get it. Seventh, Willen down to Windy. Cale Windy will bring it across the timeline. Man-to-man defense by North Shelby. They get it inside to Amon to the left side of the circle. Now Windy gets it inside to Amon on the block. Amon turns, puts up a shot, no good. Tip up by Ferris, no good. And the ball is slapped away by Connor Smith. He'll try a three. Skips across the rim, no good. Brandon McDaniel, Brendan McDaniel off the rebound in a hurry. Takes it right to the hoop, lays it up, missed it. That good a foul. Now maybe on Connor Smith. They're going to call it on Connor Smith. Well, Smith picked up the foul. That's his first. And Brendan McDaniel will go to the line to shoot a pair. First shot up. Got it. So, North Shelby grabs the early lead 1-0. So, McDaniel with one, looking for two. Shots up. The guy, pinball's in and out, no good. And Ryan Parrish with the rebound for Scott County. To Kale Wendy. As Wendy will bring it across the timeline, gives it to Sevitz on the right wing. Sevitz gives it to Smith between the two circles to Wendy on the left wing. Wendy gives it back to Sevitz between the two circles, dribbles to the right wing. Connor Smith on the right wing, skips it across to Cooper Amon. Amon takes it to the hoop, lays it up to Shockley for three on the way. Gets across the rim, and Connor Smith off the rebound. To Cooper Amon, to Kale Wendy. Wendy will bring it across the timeline, dribbles to the right wing. Three-pointer on the way, missed it. And Rich comes off the rebound. Rich, now pass to Kate Daniel, puts it up and in. Nice play by the Raiders, beat that press. 8 points for Daniel as Wendy stops, pops, and 15, got it. 10 points for Kale Wendy, 32-11 with 3 minutes left to play in the half. Shockley gets it to Rich. Now Daniel takes it right at Amon, lays it up, got it. 10 points for Jay Daniel. 30-13. Scotty with the lead in the basketball is Wendy. To Sevitz on the deep right wing. Out to Smith, top of the key. To Wendy on the left wing. Wendy gives it to Ferris, top of the key. Inside to Smith, little five-footer, no good. And Daniel off the rebound. Gives it to Rich. Rich to Shockley. Or inside, it goes to Browning. Reverse layup. And Daniel tried to reverse layup, and I think Smith got him. So the foul is going to be on Connor Smith, and that's his second. So it'll be Jay Daniel at the line. He has to shoot two. He has 10, looking for 11. First shot up, got it. 11 points for Jay Daniel. 2:23 left to play in the first half. 30-14. Scott with the lead is Daniel with 11, looking for 12. Eyes it, fires it, and pinball's in and out, no good. And Kale Wendy runs down the rebound. So Wendy's going to take his time, bring it across the timeline. It's Wendy to the top of the key to Sevitz on the right side of the circle. Out pops Ferris at the top of the key. Now Cooper Amon will try a three, no good. Rebound, Ryan Ferris puts his shot up, missed it. And Daniel comes off the rebound. Daniel gives it to Rich. As Rich dribbles out of the double team. Rich takes it to the hoop, puts up the shot, missed it. And rebound taken by Gabe Orr. Now McDaniel for three. Bullseye. 6 points for Brendan McDaniel. 30-17. Shadow of the lead. 1:30 left to play in the half. Kale Wendy gives it to Amon on the left side of the circle. Amon to Ferris between the two circles. Now Wendy back to Amon. Amon lays it off. Glass got it. 18 points for Cooper Amon. 32-17, Scott over the lead. As McDaniel across the timeline to Orr. Jay Daniel got off on the left side of the circle. Back to Orr between the two circles. About past McDaniel. Back to Orr. Orr puts up the shot, got it. Gabe Orr with 2 points. Under a minute left to play in the half. 32-19, Scott over the lead in the basketball. Kale Wendy brings it across the timeline. Wendy gives the ball to Smith between the two circles. Smith inside to Cooper Amon. Lost it, but got it back. Now a long three on the way by Wendy. No good. And McDaniel comes off the rebound. McDaniel, bad pass. So I had to find Rich. Rich turned one way, but Daniel threw it the other way. So Skyler will inbound on the near sideline, and Chris Pruitt wants a timeout. 33 seconds left to play in the first half. Skyler County 32 and North Shelby 19 back in 60 seconds. This is KMM Sports.
Hawkins Harrison Insurance Agency helps folks protect their lives and property in 8 Heartland communities. Their most recent policies include a landscape contractor's work comp, liability, commercial auto and equipment coverage, property coverage for solar panels, commercial liability coverage and workers' compensation for a pest control company, and auto coverage and cargo for over-the-road trucking companies. Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Edina, Cahoka, Kirksville, Lancaster, Macon, Marceline, Memphis, and Shelbina. Coverage you need, people you trust.
Thunderstorms can produce lightning, flash floods, or even tornadoes. Check the weather on a regular basis to know when severe weather is predicted. Take steps before the storm to gather supplies, like flashlights and batteries, in case of a prolonged power outage. Plan where to meet and how to communicate with family members if separated. Keep safety first, always.
A message from Tri-County Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
33 seconds left to play in the first half. Skyler County leading 32-19 with the basketball as Cale Wendy on the near sideline will inbound. As Wendy gets the basketball, looks for somebody. Gets it to Brody Weaver on the right side of the circle. Weaver takes it to the basket, puts up the shot, missed it, and Weaver got his own rebound, and now he's being mugged. And let's see the foul's going to be on. That'll be the 17th foul. Both teams with six. The foul's going to be on. After looking at the scoreboard to see who this is going to be on, they're going to call that on Jay Daniel. That's his third. So Brody Weaver will be at the line to shoot a 1-1. Looks for his first point. As Weaver eyes it, fires it, and lane violation on Cooper Amon. Amon in the lane way too quick. So North Shelby has it with 24 seconds left to play in the half. Rich to McDaniel. Back to Rich, and some little girl just went out on the floor. The official caught her. Play resumes, but keeps going as Rich has it between the two circles. Rich gets it inside the shot. They put up a shot, blocked, and they may get Connor Smith for his third foul. Nope, it's going to be out Cooper Amon. So Amon picks up his second personal foul. Now then Casey Shockley in the line. He'll shoot two shots with 7 seconds left to play. Shockley looks for his first point. Shots up, missed it. Off the front of the rim, left it short. So Casey Shockley backs off the line. Now he stands back on. Eyes it, fires it, and left it short again, and Smith off the rebound. Gets it to Weaver, and Weaver lost the handle on it. And Clay Cook went over and back with it. So it'll be Skyler's basketball. They call Clay Cook for going over and back. So Skyler will have it with 2.3 seconds left to play in the half. Clay Cook will guard Connor Smith. Smith to Wendy. Wendy tries a three-off glass, no good. And that's the end of the first half with the score. Skyler County 32, North Shelby 19. Back in 2 minutes. This is KNM Sports.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it. Our children are fed by it. No one understands the unique needs of the farmer like Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our loans and lines of credit can help you get that equipment when and where you need it. Stop by any of our 7 locations in Northeast Missouri. We take great pride in helping our local farmers meet their financial needs. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Start the new year off-road with a new Polaris Ranger from Slayton Polaris. Right now, get $750 in free accessories on select Ranger 1000 models. With an unmatched combination of power, comfort, convenience, and strength, the Ranger XP 1000 finishes the biggest jobs, rides the toughest trails, and outlasts the longest days. Order yours today at Slayton Polaris. Offers vary by model. See Slayton Polaris for details. Always wear a helmet, never drink and ride.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Thunderstorms can produce lightning, flash floods, or even tornadoes. Be aware of the hidden dangers storms can leave behind. Watch for downed power lines after a storm, and if you see one, stay at least 50 feet away from it. Never attempt to move a power line. Call 911 and your local electric cooperative. Keep safety first. Always. A message from Tri-County Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Back, everybody, to Schuyler County Iowa High School. Before I go any further, congratulations to J.C. Morris. She scored her 1,000th point in the game earlier this week last week at La Plata. So congratulations to J.C. Morris. I think they said that she's the 6th girl to score 1,000 points for Schuyler County. I think that's what they said. But anyway, I know she was presented to basketball tonight as they honored her on her home court. So congratulations to J.C. Morris. Now we're at halftime of this boys' game with Schuyler County leading North Shelby 32-19. Take a look at the first half scoring. First four, Schuyler County. Elliot Savage with 2 points. Cooper Amon with 18. Cale Wendy with 10. And Ryan Ferris with 2. For North Shelby, Gabe Orr with 2 points. Brandon McDaniel with 6. And Jade Daniel with 11. Schuyler County led 18-9 after one quarter. Schuyler outscored North Shelby 14-10 in the second quarter. Schuyler leads here at halftime 32-19. Back with more in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
For more than 35 years, the Schuyler County Ram Booster Club has been a huge part of Schuyler County athletics, from purchasing new equipment and remodeling the weight room to taking care of concessions and selling Ram merchandise. The Schuyler County Ram Booster Club is now and has always been an important part of the life lessons learned by Ram athletes: teamwork, fair play, and honesty. In these uncertain times, we are more excited than ever to welcome our athletes back to competition and look forward to cheering on our Rams.
I wanted to know why some people who get COVID-19 get it so bad. I found out it may be because they have a high risk factor, such as heart disease, diabetes, being overweight, smoking, and asthma. Even if symptoms feel mild, these factors can increase your risk of COVID-19 turning severe. So if you're at high risk and test positive, there are things you can do, like asking your healthcare provider if an authorized oral treatment is right for you. Learn about an option at treatcovid19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
Hello there. My name is Seychelle, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is the punch of flavors that's unlike any other. You get the crispy tenderness of the chicken and that hint of sourness from the pickles. Ta-da!
Hey, I'm Juan, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is you know you're going to get chicken that's crispy, golden, and juicy. This is the gold standard of chicken sandwiches.
Order the original Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real customers paid for their testimonials.
Welcome back, everybody. Schuyler County High School. I'm Donnie Middleton, and you're listening to Schuyler County Ram Basketball on your sports leader from Northeast Missouri and Southeast Iowa, KMEM FM Memphis. We're at halftime of the boys' game, and Schuyler County leading North Shelby 32-19. In the girls' game, it was Schuyler County winning their 11th game of the year by defeating North Shelby 64-45. And Schuyler County led his scoring by Raina Spall with 14 points, Taylor Roberts with 11, Ashley Laws with 12, and Kate Hatfield with 17, while North Shelby led by Natalie Fraser with 18 points. Schuyler County led 14-12 after one quarter. North Shelby outscored Schuyler 14-13 in the second quarter. Schuyler led 27-26 at the half. In the third quarter, Schuyler outscored North Shelby 19-4. Schuyler took a 46-30 lead into the fourth quarter. And in the fourth quarter, Schuyler outscored North Shelby 18-15. And the Lady Rams won it 64-45. Schuyler County improves to 11-1. North Shelby girls fall to 11-2. And I'll be back with more in 2 minutes. This is KNN Sports.
Joe A.
Hi.
Joe B.
Hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A. is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B. is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C.'s Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect, support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank,
start
N.A. member FDIC.
Start the new year off right with lag-free gaming, uninterrupted connectivity, and increased online security. Start the new year off right with Nemer's Fiber to the Home Internet. You'll love Nemer's Fiber to the Home difference. Our speeds are fast. Our internet and telephone services are reliable. And most importantly, Nemer is local. Fiber to the Home is the best internet available, and Nemer's providing it. Learn more at www.nemer.net. Nemer wishes you a happy, healthy, and connected new year.
Thunderstorms can produce lightning, flash floods, or even tornadoes. Be aware of the hidden dangers storms can leave behind. Watch for downed power lines after a storm, and if you see one, stay at least 50 feet away from it. Never attempt to move a power line. Call 911 and your local electric cooperative. Keep safety first. Always. A message from Tri-County Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Start the new year off-road with a new Polaris Ranger from Slayton Polaris. Right now, get $750 in free accessories on select Ranger 1000 models. With an unmatched combination of power, comfort, convenience, and strength, the Ranger XP 1000 finishes the biggest jobs, rides the toughest trails, and outlasts the longest days. Order yours today at Slayton Polaris. Offers vary by model. See Slayton Polaris for details. Always wear a helmet, never drink and ride.
And welcome back, everybody, to Schuyler County High School. We're just about a minute away from the start of the second half. Our next ball game is going to be Friday night. I'll be at Clark County High School, Clark County, and Monroe City. And coming up all next week, it's North Shelby Tournament as we cover Schuyler County, Scotland County, and Knox County. And I know we're going to have the first three ball games for you on Monday night. Schuyler County and Scotland County girls and boys. The first game is going to be the girls' game, South Shelby and Knox County. Then on Thursday night, one game, Knox County boys and South Shelby boys. That'll be at 9 o'clock. And then Wednesday, I think we have all four games for you on Wednesday night and Thursday night. Knox County boys, again, stand alone. If they win, they play at 6. If they lose, they play at 9. It's a 4-5 matchup on Tuesday night between Knox County and South Shelby. But more about that, as we'll talk about that on sports. As we start the third quarter, North Shelby the basketball, Brandon McDaniel throws up a 3, no good. Reverse layup, got it. Well, McDaniel has 8 points, 32-21. Cale Wendy with the basketball on the right wing. As Wendy picks up the dribble, gets it inside to Amon. Amon on the right block, kicks it off in the corner to Ferris. Inside to Smith, across the timeline, it goes to Amon. Now Wendy will take it to the hoop, lays up the shot, missed it. But the foul's going to be on Jay Daniel. And that's 4 fouls on Jay Daniel. Jay Borg gets set to check in. Cale Wendy will shoot 2. He has 10, looking for 11. As Wendy Eyes it, deep breath, shots up, missed it. Now Gabe Orr will check in. Jay Daniel will sit down with four personal fouls. Just the start of the second half, 32-21. Schuyler County with the lead as Wendy. Second free throw on the way, got it. 11 points for Cale Wendy. 12 points, Schuyler lead. Here comes North Shelby. Rich brings it across the timeline. Rich gives the ball to Shockley in the right corner. To Rich, they swing to McDaniel on the left wing. Now Cook in the left corner. McDaniel back to Rich at the top of the key. Rich to Shockley in the right corner. That's Gabe Orr in the right corner. Inside to Shockley, couldn't hang on to the pass. Stolen away by Connor Smith. To Cale Wendy. As Wendy will bring it across the timeline. Dropped it off to Smith on the right wing. To Sevitz. Sevitz takes it free throw line to Wendy. Thought about the three, didn't take it. Now Cooper Amon takes it down the right block, puts it up, goes down, it counts, and he's fouled. The foul may be on J.D. Rich. And it will be. So J.D. Rich picks up his first foul. Cooper Amon with 20 points. So 20 points for Amon, looking for 21. Shots up, and got it. 21 points for Cooper Amon. 36-21 as Rich will bring it across the timeline. Schuyler County will lead. McDaniel to Cook in the right corner. To McDaniel on the deep right wing. Skips it to the deep left wing to Rich. Rich gives it to Orr in the left corner. Orr kicks it back out to McDaniel between the two circles to Rich. Rich gets it back to Orr. Passed up to three. Now McDaniel jump stopped in the paint, plays up the shot, missed it. And it was still a foul. The foul, I think, maybe on Cooper Amon. It will be. So Cooper Amon picks up his third personal foul. And McDaniel at the line hits the first free throw. He has 9 points. 36-22, 6-12, left to play in the third quarter. McDaniel, second free throw on the way, got it. 10 points for Benjamin McDaniel. Here comes Schuyler County. Tried to find Connor Smith in the right corner. Pass is slapped out of bounds by McDaniel. So Smith will inbound on the far sideline. Gets it to Cale Wendy. As Wendy directs traffic, heads it to Seventh. Sevitz takes it to the hoop, lays up a shot, blocked, and Clay Cook comes away with it. To Rich, back to Cook in the right wing. Shockley in the right corner. Rich between the two circles, now bad pass, stolen away by Wendy. Wendy gets it ahead to Ferris. Ferris puts it off, blast on it. 4 points for Ryan Ferris. 38-23. Schuyler with the lead as Rich gives it to Gabe Orr. Now Shockley in the right corner. Back to Rich to give it to Cook on the deep left wing. Orr in the left corner. Orr dribbles to the left wing. Orr gives it to Rich for three. A high arching shot. No good. In and out. Set it to the rebound. Gets it ahead to Wendy. Wendy to the free throw line. Now Smith will try a three. Bullseye! Connor Smith has 3 points. 41-23, Schuyler with the lead as Rich brings it across the timeline. Shockley in the right corner. Skips it over to Clay between the two circles on the deep left wing. To Rich in the left corner. Forward to the, around the top of the key. Cook for three on the way. Hits the top of the backboard. Head off with it comes Ryan Ferris. And Ferris gives the ball to Wendy. Wendy takes it to the top of the key. Gives it to Seventh on the left wing and the left corner to Smith. Puts it underneath. An air ball. I think it was intentional. Cooper Amon had it. Fell down. Then a whistle and a foul. And the foul's going to be on Cale Wendy. So Wendy picks up his third personal foul. Second team foul against Schuyler County. Rich will bring it across the timeline. Gives it to Cook on the left wing and left corner to Shockley. Shockley skips it over the right wing to Rich. Rich gives it to Orr in the right corner. Inside it goes to McDaniel. Back to Rich, top of the key, shot on the way, no good. Rebound comes off to Cooper Amon, the seventh. Seventh takes it right to the hoop, lays it up, got it. 4 points for Elliott, seventh. 20 points, Skyler lead. And now they break the press as Rich found McDaniel under the basket for a layup. He has 12. And now whistling a foul. The foul's going to be on Shockley. And I think Shockley got a finger in the eye. He was sitting on the floor, helped up by Keel Wendy. And Shockley is going to have to sit down, and Browning is going to check in. As I don't think they called a foul, or did they? Now the officials are going to talk it over. It'll be Skyler's basketball. You would think they would call it jump ball or something. Evidently, no foul on the play. And Skyler with the basketball, leading 43-25. Kale Wendy across the timeline. Wendy to the top of the key to Amon on the right side of the circle. Backdoor play to Wendy. Wendy puts up the shot and missed it, but he was fouled, and the foul's going to be on Brendan McDaniel. So McDaniel picks up his third personal foul, and Kale Wendy will be at the line to shoot two. He has 11 looking for 12. Isaac fires it, missed it. Very unusual for Kale Wendy to miss this many free throws. He backs off the line, stands back on. Eyes it, fires it, and got it. 12 points for Kale Wendy. 44-25, Skyler with the lead. 3:29 left to play in the third quarter. It's Rich to Orr on the right wing. Downing in the right corner to Orr. Now Rich on the left wing to Cook on the left baseline. Kicks it back to Orr on the right wing. Browning will try a three. No good. And Elliott Sevitz with the rebound. Gets it out to Kale Wendy. Wendy underneath. It was tipped. Evidently Smith thought it was tipped because he reached out for it and then pulled his arm back. But evidently not. As more Shelby's the basketball. Rich to Orr on the right wing. Browning to the right corner to Orr. To the right, left wing goes to Rich. Cook on the left baseline. Cook inside to Brendan McDaniel, stolen away by Ryan Ferris. Ahead it goes to Wendy. His little five-foot runner, no good. And off the rebound comes McDaniel. Back to Rich. Rich to the left wing. Orr to the right wing. In the right corner to Browning. Browning gives it back to Orr. Between the two circles to Rich. Now Cook in the left corner. Inside to McDaniel. McDaniel in a triple team. Had a pass blocked and stolen away by Connor Smith. Smith gives it back to Wendy. 2:20 left to play in the third quarter. 44-25. Shadow of the lead is Amon left side of the circle to Ferris at the top of the key. Wendy on the right wing. As Wendy still with the dribble around the pick. Drives the baseline, reverse layup, got it. 14 points for Kale Wendy. Here comes Rich in a hurry. Scoops up a shot, missed it. Connor Smith off the rebound to Amon. Cooper Amon stops, pops from five, no good. Ferris off the rebound, gets it back to Amon. Amon takes it into the paint, five-footer, missed it. Thought he was fouled, no call, and Rich off the rebound. Rich gives it to Clay on the left baseline. To Rich in the left corner. McDaniel, long three on the way. No good air ball. And it goes out of bounds off of Gabe Orr. As Brody Weaver will check in. Also checking in for Skyler County is Tyson Applegate. And coming in for North Shelby is Aiden Johnston. So now we have a timeout on the floor. 1:29 left to play in the third quarter. It's Skyler County 46, North Shelby 25, back in 30 seconds. This is KMN Sports.
Your team will travel a lot of yards this season. The question is, how much ground are you prepared to cover year-round? Make sure your vehicle is outfitted with the best in OEM and aftermarket parts and accessories. From tires and wheels to lift kits and bumpers, you'll find everything you need to make sure your ride stands out in the crowd. It's time to get jacked up. Visit Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories in Memphis for all your automotive needs. Call 660-328-6634 or visit MayberryFarms.com.
1:29 left to play in the third quarter of this boys' game. Schuyler County leading North Shelby 46-25. And Schuyler County will have the basketball as Cale Wendy will bring it across the timeline for the Rams. Wendy to the top of the key. Hands it off to Applegate. And Applegate, right, dribble drive across the dotted line, whistle with a foul. Foul's going to be on Aiden Johnston. So Johnston picks up the foul. Jody Weaver will inbound underneath his own basket. Gets it underneath the basket to Ryan Ferris. Missed his shot. Nice inbound play. Just didn't finish. As Clay Cook to the free throw line underneath the Browning. Puts up the shot. It goes down. It counts and he's fouled. So Cole Browning has his first two. And the foul is going to be on Bryson Applegate, I think. Yep, Tyson Applegate picked up the foul. That's his first, and at the line, Cole Browning trying to complete the three-point play. Shot up, missed it, but Rich with the rebound. Fans out to the right wing for three. Bullseye. J.D. Rich with 3 points. 15-point Schuyler lead as Cale Wendy tried to take it into the paint. Skipped to the ball by Cook. Gives it to Rich. Rich in a double team, and they're going to call the foul. The foul is going to be on Elliott Sevens. First foul on Sevens. That's the 14th foul against Schuyler County. And now Connor Smith checks in, and Tyson Applegate will check out. It's Rich underneath his own basket for the Raiders. 44 seconds left to play in the third quarter. Rich gets the ball out to Orr. Kicks the ball out in the corner to Johnston. Now Rich in the left corner to Cook, to Rich. Long three on the way, no good. Connor Smith with the rebound to Brody Weaver. And Weaver will bring it across the timeline between the two circles. Dribbles in to the right corner. Gets it inside to Cale Wendy. Wendy puts up the shot up. Got it. As Wendy with 16 points. Rich across the timeline. The Cook on the right wing. Orr in the right corner. Inside, they go to Johnson. Walked up by with it. Now into Browning. Puts up the shot. Missed it. Whistling a foul. I think the foul's going to be on Brody Weaver. As we wait, yep. Brody Weaver picks up the foul. That's his second. And to the line will go Cole Browning. He has two. Looking for three. Shot on the way, no good. Danced all over the rim, fell off the right side. 3 seconds left to play in the third quarter. 48-30, Schuyler with the lead as Browning. Two, looking for three. Shot on the way, got it. 3 points for Cole Browning. Schuyler County, a prayer at the buzzer, no good. That's the end of the third quarter with the score, Schuyler County 48. North Shelby 31, back in a moment. This is KMN Sports.
School is back in session, and that means it's time to study up on school bus safety. Follow these tips to keep school buses and kids safe. Stop at least 20 feet from a bus displaying red flashing lights or with its stop arm extended. Remember, you must stop when approaching from both the rear and from the opposite direction on undivided roads. Red flashing lights on buses indicate students are either entering or exiting the bus. Do not attempt to drive around a bus. Altering your route or schedule to avoid a bus is one way to improve safety. In doing so, you won't find yourself behind a bus and as a result, potentially putting children at risk. Pay attention for pedestrians. Watch for school crossing patrols and pedestrians and reduce speeds in and around school zones. And remember, it's the law to stop for pedestrians. The law applies to all street corners for both marked and unmarked crosswalks. A life-saving message from Schuyler County R1 Schools and KMEM Radio.
8 minutes left to play in the ball games. We start the fourth quarter. Schuyler County leading North Shelby 48-31. And Schuyler County will have the basketball as Mason Wendy in the ball game for Schuyler County as Mason will inbound to brother Kale. Kale Wendy will bring it across the timeline. Kale dribbles to the right wing, still with a dribble. Now Amon, 15-footer, got it. Tony Amon with 23 points. 50-31, Schuyler with the lead as Rich across the timeline to Browning. In the left corner. Now they get it down to McDaniel on the right baseline. Rich in the double team. Gives it to Browning. Now back to McDaniel. Rich to Daniel. Inside to McDaniel. No good. Shot put up. No good. Blocked by Daniel. Ahead he goes to Mason Wendy. Mason takes it to the hoop. Missed the shot. And Jay Daniel. And McDaniel off the rebound. He'll take it to the hoop, put up a shot, blocked by Connor Smith. Gets it out to Ryan Ferris. Takes it right at J.D. Rich off glass, got it. 6 points for Ryan Ferris. 52-31 as Rich with the basketball. Schuyler County with a lead. Browning in the left corner. Browning looks for somebody. Now a couple of dribbles. Gets it back to Rich to Gabe Orr on the right wing. Gabe Orr makes a bad pass, thrown away by Kale Wendy. Gets it ahead to Amon. Amon takes it right to the hoop, lays up the shot, and missed it as he tried not to draw the charging foul. I think he got an over-the-back foul, as it turns out. So, two for Amon. Picks up his fourth personal foul. Brody Weaver will check in. 6.5 minutes left to play. As J.D. Rich picks up the ball across the timeline, gives it to Orr. Orr back to Rich on the deep left wing. In the left corner, they go to Browning, lost the handle on the basketball, stolen away by Kale Wendy. That's Kale. We'll bring it across the timeline to the top of the key, underneath the Brody Weaver, puts it off, glass, got it. No look pass to Brody Weaver all by himself. 2 points for Weaver, giving the assist to Kale Wendy. Rich to Gabe Orr. Back to Rich on the deep left wing. As Rich gets the ball inside to McDaniel. Tried to find it. Jade Daniel. Now Gabe Orr for three. Bullseye. 5 points for Gabe Orr. 20-point Schuyler lead with 5:40 left to play in the game. It's Kale Wendy. Across the free throw line. Gives the ball to Ferris. Lost the handle on it. And it hit one of the North Shelby players. So it'll be Schuyler basketball out of bounds underneath their own basket. Kale Wendy will inbound. Wendy looks for somebody. Still looks. Gets it out to Ryan Ferris on the right side of the circle. Left side of the circle to Wendy. Inside to Mason Wendy. Puts up the shot. And Mason Wendy will go to the line to shoot two. As the foul's going to be on Brandon McDaniel. That's his fourth. So Mason Wendy at the line looks for his first points of the ball game. He'll shoot a pair. First shot up, missed it. 5:31 left to play in the game. 54-34. Schuyler with the lead is Wendy. That's Mason. Eyes it, fires it, got it. First point for Mason Wendy. Rich will bring it across the timeline. Rich between the two circles, no look pass. Nobody was, and Daniel wasn't looking for it either. Now the ball skipped around. Here comes Rich, wide open, three to the house, lays it up, and he has 5 points. Kale Wendy against Frazier will split a double team. Kicks it off to Brody Weaver for three. No good. And off of the rebound, comes Gabe Orr to whistle a foul. A foul's going to be on Cale Wendy, and that's his fourth foul. Exactly 5 minutes left to play in the ball game. That's a 17 foul against Schuyler County, and Gabe Orr will go to the line. He'll shoot a 1-1. He has 5, looking for 6. 55-36, Schuyler County with the lead. As Gabe Orr will shoot a 1-1. Eyes it, fires it, got it. 6 points for Gabe Orr. Cale Wendy will set down. Elliot Sevitz will check in. Exactly 5 minutes left to play. 6 for Orr, looking for 7. Shot up, no good. Tyler Smith with the rebound. Smith gets it to Sevitz. Sevitz down the far sideline. Waits for help. Bounce pass to Ferris in the right corner. That's Ferris. Brings it back out between the two circles. Gives it over to Brody Weaver. Weaver takes it down the right lane, puts up the shot, missed it. But he drew the foul, and that's going to be all for Jay Daniel, I think. And it will be. So Jay Daniel just fouled out of the ball game. And back in the game will come Aiden Johnston. 16 fouls against North Shelby. 17 fouls against Schuyler County. So Mason Wendy underneath his own basket to inbound. Gets it to Ryan Ferris. Put up a shot rejected by Gabe Orr. So Mason Wendy again will inbound underneath his own basket. 4:38 left to play. 18-point Schuyler lead to Brody Weaver in the left corner. Back to Sevitz. Now Mason Wendy will try a 3. No good. Rebound tipped around, and Elliot Sevitz had it. Now a jump ball. And he was tied up by Johnston. Alternating possession comes back to North Shelby. As Gabe Orr will inbound to Rich. Rich back to Orr on the right wing. Orr looks for somebody. Gets Browning in the right corner to Orr. Now Rich on the left wing. And Orr threw it where Rich couldn't catch. It goes out of bounds. So turnover. North Shelby, a little pressure by the Raiders. As inbound comes to Brody Weaver on the right wing, now Mason Wendy. Wendy to the right wing to Weaver on the right wing. Weaver gives it out to Ferris between the two circles. As Ryan Ferris looked for a cutter, no cutter there. As I think he thought Elliot Sevitz would cut into the paint, didn't do it. So turnover Schuyler County as Rich picks it up between the two circles to Orr. Orr tried to get it inside to Johnson. Now they do, and Johnson puts it up and got it. So that's Brendan McDaniel. Check that. 14 points for Brendan McDaniel. Mason Wendy. The Brody Weaver tried to get it to Smith, knocked out of bounds by Browning. It's now North Shelby wants a timeout. 3:35 left to play in the game. It's Schuyler County 55, North Shelby 39, back in 60 seconds. This is KMM Sports.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20 because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital. Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans.
So I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
3:35 left to play in the game. It's Schuyler County 55, North Shelby 39. as Cale Windy and Cooper Amon both back in the ball game, for both playing before personal foul. Seven gets it in the backcourt to Cale Windy, as Cale brings it across the timeline to the right wing. Picks up the dribble, gives it to Ferris between the two circles. As Ryan Ferris, guarded by Gabor, hands it on the right wing to Cooper Amon. Amon gives it back to Windy on the right wing. As Windy, between the two circles, bounce pass to Amon. Amon at the free throw line will have the ball knocked away. Picked up by Browning. Browning takes it to the hoop, lays it up, missed it. And Browning gets his own rebound. To McDaniel, now Rich for three, on the way, no good. And rebound comes out to Cale Windy. And a whistle and a foul. I think it's going to be on Gabor. As we'll see, the foul's going to be, it's going to be on Gabor, and that's his first. It was one of those, I didn't mean to do it, as Windy got the rebound, leaning toward midcourt. Gabor just happened to be headed that way. So Cale Windy has 16, looking for 17. Isaac fires it, got it. 17 points for Cale Windy. 56-39. 2:56 left to play in the ball game. Windy was 17, looking for 18. Eyes it, fires it, spins in and out, no good. Cooper Amon off the rebound, hands out to the right corner, gives it back to Windy. It's Cale Windy between the two circles. It's Windy guarded by McDaniel, takes it into the dotted line, lays it up, missed it, and the foul's going to be on McDaniel, and that's his fifth. So then the McDaniel just fouled out of the ball game. That's going to bring in Orange Van Skype. And Cale Windy will be back at the line to shoot two shots. So Van Skype in, second Raider to foul out. 2:42 left to play. Windy was 17, looking for 18. So Cale Windy at the line, eyes it, fires it, got it. 18 points for Cale Windy. 57-39, Skyler with the lead. Windy with 18, looking for 19. Shots up, in and out, no good. And off of the rebound comes Johnston. Gives it to Rich. As Rich trots it across the timeline. Between the two circles, the Orr between the two circles. Orr tried to pass to Browning, now finds Browning on the left wing. Browning lost the handle on the basketball. Bunched in the backcourt. Van Skype picks it up, gives it back to Rich. As Rich almost lost it again to Browning. Now Johnston, 10-footer, no good. And Elliott Savage off the rebound. Gets it ahead to Ferris. Ferris puts it up and got it. Ryan Ferris with 8 points. Back to a 20-point Skyler lead. Less than 2 minutes left to play. Rich gives it to Browning. A three-pointer on the way. No good. As Ryan Ferris off the rebound, a whistle on the foul. Foul's going to be on Gabor. The Orr picks up the foul. That's his second. And Schuyler County calls a timeout with 1:48 left to play, and I think it was just to get some players in. So Ryan Ferris will shoot two, or shoot a one and one, or two. Early shoot, he was actually shooting. Brody Weaver in the ball game. Also, Caden Beach is in the ball game. Damian Calso in the ball game. The first one by Ryan Ferris is good. He has nine. Nine looking for 10. As Ferris eyes it, fires it, and got it. 10 points for Ryan Ferris. 61-39. Ferris checks out. As in the ball game will come Tyson Applegate. So Van Skype will inbound to Browning. Cole Browning across the timeline. They give it to Keaton Roan. As Roan has it on the right wing, now Browning between the two circles to Roan. He'll try a three. No good. And on the rebound is Applegate. Applegate gives it to Beach. As Beach gives it to Mason Wendy. Now Brody Weaver back to Beach on the right wing. Beach gives the ball back to Applegate, to Mason Wendy. As Mason sees an opening, takes it to the hoop, lays it up, missed it. Right for the rebound, and out where becomes Browning with 1 minute left to play in the game. Browning to the free throw line, kicks it to Roan. Now three-pointer out of the left corner and no good. And that was by Jeremiah Pratt. And off the rebound, Camden Beach. Beach gives it to Calfield. Calfield couldn't hang on the pass. As well, I don't have number 11. Let me see if I can find number 11. Yep, he's numbers. He's a blank in the program. As well as basketball. Gets it to Johnson in the right corner. Inside, it goes to Pratt. Pratt to Browning. Browning kicks the ball. That they call a foul. The foul's going to be on Jeremiah Calfill. That's his first. 34 seconds left to play in the ball game. Schuyler County on top, 61-39. Cole Browning at the line. He has 3 points, looking for four. Shot up, got it. 4 points to Cole Browning. 61-40. So four, looking for five for Browning. Eyes it, fires it, and missed it. Right for the rebound. Number 11 comes away with it. 11 will bring it across the timeline, sees it opening, throws up the shot, and missed it. And off of the rebound comes Damian Calfill, and foul by 52, which would be Owen Van Skyke. That's his first. So Calfill will be at the line to shoot two. First one up, got it. First point for Damian Calfill. Makes it 62-40, 32 seconds left to play. Calfill's second free throw up, got them both. 2 points for Calfill. 63-40, 23 points, Schuyler County lead. Morris Shelby, Roan, has it on the right wing, Browning. Now they flip it back to the right wing to Keaton Roan. As Roan, down into corner to Johnston, back to Roan, top of the key to Browning for three on the way, airballed it. Goes out of bounds with 8 seconds left to play in the game. So it'll be Schuyler basketball. They should just dribble it out. Mason Wendy, that's what he'll do. And Schuyler County will win their ninth game of the year. And that's the end of the game with the final score. Schuyler County 63, North Shelby 40. About to wrap this up in a moment. This is KMN Sports.
Hawkins Harrison Insurance Agency helps folks protect their lives and property in 8 Heartland communities. Their most recent policies include a landscape contractor's work comp, liability, commercial auto and equipment coverage, property coverage for solar panels, commercial liability coverage and workers' compensation for a pest control company, and auto coverage and cargo for over-the-road trucking companies. Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Edina, Cahokia, Kirksville, Lancaster, Macon, Marceline, Memphis, and Shelbina. Coverage you need, people you trust.
Start the new year off right with lag-free gaming, uninterrupted connectivity, and increased online security. Start the new year off right with Nemer's Fiber to the Home Internet. You'll love Nemer's Fiber to the Home difference. Our speeds are fast, our internet and telephone services are reliable, and most importantly, Nemer is local. Fiber to the Home is the best internet available, and Nemer's providing it. Learn more at www.nemer.net. Nemer wishes you a happy, healthy, and connected new year.
For more than 35 years, the Schuyler County Ram Booster Club has been a huge part of Schuyler County athletics. From purchasing new equipment and remodeling the weight room to taking care of concessions and selling Ram merchandise. The Schuyler County Ram Booster Club is now and has always been an important part of the life lessons learned by Ram athletes. Teamwork, fair play, and honesty. In these uncertain times, we are more excited than ever to welcome our athletes back to competition and look forward to cheering on our Rams.
22, Schuyler County R1 High School. It's the final as the Schuyler County Rams win the ninth game of the year by defeating North Shelby 63-40. Taking a look at the scoring, first four Schuyler County, Elliott Seventh with 4 points, Cooper Amon with 23, Cale Wendy with 18 points, Ryan Ferris with 10, and Damian Council with 2, Bodie Weaver with 2. For North Shelby, Gabe Orr with 6, J.D. Rich with 5, Brendan McDaniel with 14, Cole Browning with 4, and Jay Daniel with 11. Schuyler County led 18-9 after one quarter. Rams outscored the Raiders 14-10 in the second quarter. Schuyler County led 32-19 at the half. In the third quarter, Schuyler outscored the Raiders 16-12. Schuyler led 48-31 after three. Then in the fourth quarter, Schuyler again outscored North Shelby 15-9. Schuyler County wins at 63-40. Schuyler County improves to 9-3, while North Shelby 5-7. In the girls' game, it was Schuyler County winning their 11th game of the year by defeating North Shelby 64-45. Schuyler County led in scoring by Raina Small with 14 points, Taylor Roberts with 11, Ashland Laws with 12, and Kate Hatfield with 17. North Shelby led by Natalie Thrasher with 18 points. Schuyler County ladies led 14-12 after one quarter. North Shelby outscored Schuyler 14-13 in the second quarter. Schuyler led 27-26 at the half. In the third quarter, Schuyler outscored North Shelby 19-4. Schuyler led 46-30 after three. Then in the fourth quarter, Schuyler again outscored North Shelby 18-15. Schuyler ladies won it 64-45. Schuyler County girls 11-1, while North Shelby girls 11-2. So it was a Schuyler County sweep tonight at home over North Shelby Raiders and Lady Raiders. Again, in the girls' game, Schuyler County wins at 64-45. Schuyler girls 11-1, while North Shelby girls 11-2. In the boys' game, it was Schuyler County winning their ninth game of the year by defeating North Shelby 63-40. As Schuyler County was led by Cooper Amon with 23, Gail Woodney with 18, Ryan Ferris with 10. North Shelby led by Brendan McDaniel with 14, Jade Daniel with 11. Schuyler County 9-3, North Shelby boys 5-7. Our next high school ball broadcast will be Friday night from Clark County. Clark County will host Monroe City. For producer Mark McVay from Schuyler County High School, I'm Donnie Middleton. See you soon.
Thanks a lot, Donnie.
And here we are back in the studio again. Donnie, you have yourself a nice drive home. We'll talk to you later. Okay, the games are all over tonight. We'll go back to country music. We want to thank the sponsors, Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, Hawkins Harrison Insurance, Mayberry Farms, the Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone, and actually I'm talking through their fiber right now, Schuyler County R1 Booster Club, Schuyler County R1 Schools, Schuyler County Times, Tri-County Electric, and they are providing the electricity to make this game work, and Slayton Polaris ATVs. We'll talk to you later right here on KMEM.